Lobbyists and special interest groups have a huge influence on our public policy today in the United States. What a lobbyist is, it's an individual that's hired by a corporation, by a firm, by a special interest group to work on the behalf of that interest group to influence public policy. So these lobbyists, often these lobbyists are paid a pretty handsome amount of money. A lot of them are lawyers. They work in D.C. and in Lansing and other state capitals, and their job is to get politicians to vote certain ways on certain bills. A lot of them make six figures, and many of them are ex-politicians who, once they finish in Lansing or in Washington, D.C., then move across the street, work for the lobbyists, go back, and influence their old buddies on public policy. It's a crummy system. The process by which they do this takes place in all sorts of various techniques. Some of it is just personal contact and going out with the congressman and getting to know the congressman and having dinner with the congressman and socializing with the congressman. And another is going directly into the congressman's office and writing the bills with the aides of the congressman. It's a real kind of uncomfortable relationship that gets taken advantage of. And along with the special interest money that comes from many of the interest groups that then pay for these lobbyists, the interest groups will pay an enormous amount of money for access. They'll give donations of $2,000, $4,000, $10,000, $20,000. They have $10,000 plate dinners, $20,000 plate dinners, where they then have access and influence to these congressional representatives. And that money then helps to get those representatives reelected. Now, we say that with the lobbyists and the special interest money that it doesn't influence the way these guys vote, but that's crazy to think it doesn't influence the way these guys vote. That's how the whole system is. If you help me get elected, then I write laws to help you and your company make more money. And that's how our government works. These guys, these lobbyists, these special interest groups, they are the ones that really shape public policy. It's not really just. It's not what you want to see a country do. You would much rather have a country having public policy shaped by public interest. But since we don't vote, then that power is left to a third group. It's lobbyists. It's in special interests. In Washington, D.C., K Street is right next to the Capitol, and it's filled with businesses, buildings, all that have lobbyists working for special interest groups that then influence the government that creates the public policy that runs our country. It's what our democracy has become, bought and paid for by special interests and lobbyists.